Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The collapse of culture. You know, it's something I've been trying to get to on my list of things to talk about for a while, and we keep running out of time, so I'm going to make an effort to get at it today. The Chinese are coming, my friends. Yeah, proof positive, young Chinese men of fighting age are crossing our borders, and evidence that this is an invasion is mounting. You ever hear of a guy named Michael Yan, a Green Beret dude? You'll be interested in his Eyes on Witness report on what's going on there in Panama. Now, this should get you into your prayer closet. Bill Gates is traveling around the world right now, meeting with foreign leaders, and they're talking about health. And a company he owns has received FDA approval to produce synthetic chicken. Huh. Two current trends that mark our movement into the end game of end time prophecy. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. We'll look at that. So let's see. Yeah, that's probably enough. Let's go ahead and get started, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Proof. Served here, flavored by delectable wit. Delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I just returned from a Bible conference, conducting a Bible conference for Solid Rock Baptist Church in Bellflower. The topic was, why should believers hang on to their authorized version, a.k.a. the King James Bible? I preached 13 messages on this topic, beginning Monday night and then through Thursday evenings when we concluded. And friend, we had a fantastic time. The hospitality of my host was just over the top. A great church with a great pastor and a wonderful family. And by the way, please let me remind you to pray about contributing to the Sarah Green Legal Defense Fund. Now, Sarah is a medical professional, a PA, who took a courageous stand during the COVID pandemic. She bucked the system, prescribed ivermectin, much to their chagrin, and, listen, saved more than 2,000 lives, and your beloved brain masseur is one of them. She's having to defend herself against allegations filed with the medical board, and she has had to hire attorneys to defend her in this business, to defend her license to practice medicine in California. Now, we need her here, friends, and she needs our help with ever-mounting legal fees. Let's step up to this and help her out. Please make your check payable to Sarah Green, and in the memo, put legal fund. Send it to Sarah Green, 671 West Teft Street, Suite 9, Napomo, California, 93444. And if you didn't get that, well, just call the brain masseur at 1-805-314-2114. And let me know you want the address. We'll get it to you. Okay, my friends, let's get started.
Get ready for your brain massage.
Now, this should get you into your prayer closet. Bill Gates is traveling around the world right now, meeting with foreign leaders, and they're talking about health. That and a company he owns has received FDA approval to produce synthetic chicken. Yeah, they cultivate the tissue in a lab, I understand. And then it produces this meat or this material that, well, they tell me it tastes like chicken. Do you want some chicken that was made in a laboratory by a guy who said he thinks the world is overpopulated and that we should reduce the population? I think he said something by 10 to 15%. Here, take a bite. It tastes just like chicken. I think I'll pass. This is the guy who told us right out loud in front of God and a very enthusiastic audience that applauded when he said that he believes his vaccines, along with some other measures, could help reduce the population and lessen the threat of global warming or climate change. And a Nigerian climate scientist has scolded Gates and Soros for using his country as their own private climate laboratory to test their radical theories. And I've got all the documentation here in my notes. So you have one of the richest, most powerful men, most influential men in the world, trotting about the globe with population control on his mind. Huh. Now, of course, another way to control population growth is to encourage the LGBTQIA blah, blah, blah agenda and transhumanism. Yeah, that too. And well, that's associated with this whole tranny thing anyway, which includes an effort to produce babies outside of marriage. Well, I guess that's been going on for a while now, but you know what I mean. They want to contrive a way to procreate without male and female union. Oh, and another way to do this thing of reducing the population is to, well, just replace women with robots. Yeah. What's with this deep hatred for women? Think about this. These trannies, they hate women. They want to displace them. They want to take their place in sports. And they're even getting to a place now where they want to demand that the straights, that the normals, will date them. No thanks. Right? Now we have these wicked people wanting to replace them with robots. Well, how far is this going to go before somebody steps up and just shuts this nonsense down? Now they want to eliminate the role of women in procreation. Look, there are two current trends that, according to the Bible, mark our movement into the end game of end times prophecy. One of them is forbidding to marry, and the other is commanding to abstain from meats. A destruction of marriage, and I guess you'd say a destruction of the meat industry. How do they prepare society to accept the idea of banning marriage? Well, first, make it virtually meaningless. And then break down any notion of parental rights, break down the family by encouraging sex outside the marriage bond, then find a way to produce progeny without male-female union. And then finally just, you know, simply eliminate the role of women in society altogether. My friend, this is getting absolutely insane. It's way past insane. It's all the way over into dark, wicked evil. But that would be the way to prepare people for, you know, coming to a place where they would accept the idea of just outlawing marriage, just eliminating it altogether. And California is sure busy pushing this LGBTQ blah blah agenda. California moves toward giving therapists unconditional power to emancipate 12-year-olds from their parents. This article by Susanna Luthi, I think is how you pronounce it, June 22, 2023. Let's read a little bit of this. Quoting, California Democrats on Tuesday advanced legislation to let mental health professionals remove children from their homes and place them in state custody without parental consent. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved Assembly Bill 665 on a party line vote. The bill would allow poor children as young as age 12 to check into state-run youth shelters on the unconditional say-so of a therapist or a counselor. Continuing the quote, ahead of the vote, dozens of Californians passionately testified against the bill, variously condemning it as emancipation of 12-year-olds, as being heinous and dangerous. But the bill's authors dismissed their concerns as misinformation and lies, end quote. Right. Anything these dictators on the left disagree with is dismissed as misinformation and lies. Well, they're the ones disseminating misinformation and lies. Weiner, probably the leading advocate for cramming LGBTQ blah blah ideology down the throats of the normals. And I did not misspeak here, by the way. Homosexuality and the whole gender confusion nonsense is abnormal. It is against nature, as well as being against nature's God. And that's a simple scientific fact, my friends. If you need God to help you understand that, well, he does. If you read Romans 1:26-27, God makes it clear it's unnatural. It's against nature, my friend. Anyway, back to Weiner. He said, quote, this bill protects children. It makes children safer. It makes children healthier, end quote. Well, no, Mr. Weiner. Your bill makes children less safe in California. This bill strips away yet another layer of divinely ordained protection for children. This bill is the latest evidence that the government, especially in California, has become predatory, and our children are their prey. This bill, this entire movement, is turning into the greatest danger our families and our children face today. So one signal that we are moving into the end game of the end times, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, is an attack on the family, as God defines it, and as our California Constitution defines it too, by the way. Remember Prop 8? Yeah, but the left these days, these rank communists, they've never let the Constitution stand in their way. The second signal that we're moving into the end game of the end times, or the end of the kingdoms of men on this planet, is the command to abstain from meats. And both of these are expressly mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 4. So how do you do that? Well, I guess you can start by teaching an entire generation or two of children that it's cruel to shoot Bambi. Slowly encourage the idea that killing animals for food is rather like cannibalism. It is curious, if you know the backdrop to the whole war raging right now between good and evil in America and around the world, you know that Satan, the arch enemy of God and of man, by the way, is identified with the animal kingdom. He's depicted in the Bible as an ox and a goat, and in pagan lore or in the occult as the Baphomet, a goat-headed, gender-blended man-woman that represents Satan, whose proper name is Lucifer. Lucifer is the name Jerome used, well, that's something like AD 430, to translate the word that's used in Isaiah 14:12 to identify Satan. Anyway, the word used in Isaiah is Heyelal. And by the way, it's not Hallel. Most modern versions assume the word is Hallel because it looks a lot like it. That word means to shine, and it's used to speak of praise. It's an unusual word. The word that's used in Isaiah 14:12 is so unusual, in fact, it's only found right there in that verse, and, I should add, nowhere else in Hebrew literature. It does look like Hallel, but if you know Hebrew and you pay close attention, you'll see that it's not. In fact, interestingly, Strong, you know, Augustus Strong, those of you who are Bible aficionados, you know that the Strong's Concordance is a helpful tool. Strong did what everyone else does with this particular word, and he assigns it to Hallel. But, curiously, without any commentary or notes, he adds another assignment, and he adds an assignment to Yalal, and they look very similar when you're just looking at it with the naked eye. Now, Yalal is a verb that means to howl. And when you sort it all out, it becomes clear this unique word is a Hebrew version of what, well, in English we would call a gerund, a verb used as a noun. Only in their case, they actually manipulated the verb into a noun using hey. Anyway, it gets technical. I don't want to get you bogged down here. But this word, and if you tried to define it, would say howling one. But you can't do that because it's a proper noun. It's a name, like Jerry, right? And or Bobby or Susan and so on. Satan is not any sort of light bearer. That's the meaning of the Latin-derived English word Lucifer. Except insofar as he is a creature that transforms himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:4. And friend, the sort of light he brings or he carries is no light at all. He's all about darkness. In fact, he blinds the minds of men with his darkness. The sort of light he brings, he blinds people from the light of God's truth. Jesus spoke to this when he warned those whose eye is evil. And by the way, have you noticed Biden's eyes? Good night, that man's eyes are getting blacker and blacker and blacker. It's kind of eerie, really. Jesus warned, quote, "If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness." And then he went on to say this, "If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Matthew 6:23. Anyway, the reason the Authorized Version used the English word Lucifer to translate the name for Satan in Isaiah 14:12 is because the word had no translation. It's a totally unique word, found one time in the entire Bible. It was Satan's proper name. And while we find insight into the root meanings of people's names, they're not known by those meanings. They're known by their name. And by that time, the time of the translation, the English name for Satan was commonly understood to be Lucifer. Therefore, they used the English word that was the name of Satan to translate the word in Isaiah that was there used as the name for Satan, right? That would be a proper way to translate it. Anyway, Satan, who was once prince of this world, according to Jesus, by the way, Satan was prince of the world, John 12:31, 14:30, 16:11. And in the Bible, he's identified with the ox and the goat and with dirty birds, by the way, and so on. And he's represented as hating mankind. And by the way, the reason he hates mankind is because God gave to man what Satan coveted. And that is the image and likeness of God. Read Isaiah 14:12-17. Get the context. You'll see that right there he boasted, I will be like the Most High. Well, God rejected his boast because God resists the proud. He gives grace to the lowly. Jesus said he saw Satan fall like lightning. And what God did was he took dirt, made man, and gave to lowly man, lower than the angels, his image and likeness. And then he put the earth and all the animals under man. And Satan hates mankind, and he wants to put man under the animals. He wants to reverse what God has done. That's what the word wicked means, to reverse. And he wants to destroy mankind off the planet. Jesus came and defeated Satan. Cast him out, the Bible says. So now Satan is no longer prince of this world. He is the prince of the power of the air. That wasn't a promotion. The spirit that works in the children of disobedience. So the Bible says in Ephesians 2:1-2, this hatred Satan has for mankind is manifesting in these children of disobedience. Its source is Satan himself. And the children of disobedience are those who reject Jesus as Lord, who say effectively, we'll not have that man to reign over us. Read Luke chapter 19, begin at verse 12. And they deny the Lord God. They even deny the Creator. And according to the Bible, they are by the devil, quote, taken captive by him at his will, end quote, 2 Timothy 2:26. Now that's where all this is coming from. Satan hates mankind. He wants to destroy the male and female design of God. Why? Well, because that's the image of God. God created them in his image and after his likeness, male and female created he them. And so Satan wants to destroy that. So one way to know we are moving into the end of the end times is that according to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats. How about that? The other thing is this trend toward commanding to abstain from meats. Let's look at that. Oh, here's an article. U.S. regulators approve the sale of chicken made from cultivated cells, the nation's first lab-grown meat. That's from Associated Press. Gates owns the company that's producing this. And it's like I said earlier. Gates is of that spirit that hates mankind. He wants to eliminate them, or at least greatly reduce them. Now, you've heard about his experiments in Africa resulting in women being sterilized. You haven't? Oh, well, I got some documentation here you want to look at. So maybe it's not a great idea to be eating food created by Gates Company in a lab. What do you think? Even if it does taste like chicken. All right, my friends. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. Folks, I've gone a bit long in this segment. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your
mind. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lanthorn lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. The Chinese are coming. Oh, yeah. Proof positive, young Chinese men of fighting age are crossing our borders, along with some spies, a little advanced team there. And evidence is mounting that this is preparation for some kind of an invasion. That's what I'm hearing. Have you ever heard of Michael Yan? He's a Green Beret, retired, who's very active in documenting military activities. He's especially interested in American military operations in Panama at present, in what is called the Darien Gap. Now, I watched an interview with Adams of Brighteon, in which he reported eyewitness account and documented proof that the U.S. military is facilitating Chinese spies entering the United States under the cover of that flood of migration that's crossing our porous borders. Mayorkas visited this migration staging area, we'll call it, that is used by the Chinese to smuggle their spies into the U.S. Biden claimed, he and Mayorkas claimed that this had been shut down, but that turns out to be a lie. Jan put his eyes on it. He saw it. It's still going. And he says that he reports of a camp, by the way, being set up in Texas where these people can be sent, and that this camp is humongous and it really can be a colony that could hold as many as 200,000 men. And the money being used to fund all of this, it is suggested by some, is being skimmed off the billions we're sending into Ukraine, and where there's no accounting for it, and we're beginning to wonder where it's going, right? I don't have the sort of evidence that I would need to go all in on this, but here's the point. We do know for a fact that Mayorkas went to this migration staging area. I mean, this man has documentation proving it. There in Panama. We know that Chinese officials are meeting with Chinese migrants there and giving them money and instructions. That's all documented by Mr. Yan. And we know these Chinese nationals are entering into the United States. They've tracked them. They know they're here. That again, according to Yan and the work he's been doing, a Green Beret with experience in this kind of thing. He says that these guys are Chinese spies. This, along with other reports of thousands of military-age men crossing the border and then disappearing into the United States. It's all very troubling. Okay, look, if I don't go to the collapse of culture thing, I'm not going to get to it again today. So it's something I've had on my list of things to talk about for quite a while. Let's dig in. American culture used to reflect Christian values and mores. And it is in the fact that we no longer do that, that we are on, as it were, the maw of hell, because the nation that forgets God is dropped into hell. And any kind of Christian influence on our culture has all but totally collapsed in America. I talked to a fellow pastor this morning about the collapse of culture in our churches, where I believe this began. And he was very helpful. I think there is a distinction to be made between manners and customs that change along the way, and then those aspects of culture that are reflective of a people's morality and values or beliefs. Of course, manners and customs have some relationship to mores, beliefs, and so on, but not in the same way. In the 20s, for example, most gentlemen would not even go into public without a coat and tie, right? Every time they went into town, they had a coat and tie. When they went to work, they had a coat and tie. The ladies were in dresses all the time. They would even slip on their gloves before going to the shopping store. I'm serious. We have relaxed significantly over the decades. So much so now people show up in public, especially at Walmart, for some reason, in their pajamas. So maybe it did just go a little too far. Some changes in manners and customs, however, have been for the better, I think. So what I'm talking about is the collapse of Christian morals manifesting in a culture that now reflects a pagan, even an occult set of values and beliefs, more so than a Christian set of values and beliefs. Public displays of sensuality have just gone beyond common sense. You go to one of these gay pride events. Oh, my soul. It's so vile and foul. Twerking is another example. There's only a couple of many that could be presented. Violence. And then torn pants. I saw this lady probably in her mid-40s or so wearing pants that were so torn up, it looked like they were about to fall off. But even these things are more or less superficial. I think they're serious. It's offensive and everything, but just follow along here. When you get to the core changes that are developing our culture, it's very disturbing indeed. Cheating on tests, remember that? You don't hear a lot about it now. You want to know why? It's no longer news. It's just the thing, right? Lying, stealing, these things are now expected and in some measure even encouraged in our culture today. Children being insolent toward the aged, We've been watching how many of these young people are ganging up and beating up the older people, stuff like that's going on. And when this was first happening, we were shocked at the brutal treatment some elder men and women were exposed to. But guess what? Well, that too has already become something that isn't particularly newsworthy anymore. That doesn't mean it stopped. It's still going. It's becoming a common occurrence. But there are other ways we see this happening. Christian culture is misunderstood and misrepresented by many who call themselves Christian. In fact, this collapse of Christian influence in our culture might have begun this way. And we'll have only time to touch on a few quick examples. Let's take the issue of gun control. What the world expects of Christians is actually the opposite of what a biblically defined cultural value would look like with regard to carrying arms. Watch. Former U.S. Senator from Missouri, from 2007 to 2019, Democrat Claire McCaskill says, quote, "Jesus would not support everyone walking around with weapons of war," end quote. Huh. And this is because, she points out, that Jesus was a peaceful man. And she said, quote, "I believe very firmly that Jesus would be shocked at what our country is allowing to happen," quote unquote. So she was talking about bearing arms. That's the context of this statement. And she expressed the belief that Jesus would not support this. Of course, you know, their understanding of who Jesus is comes from the world. I don't know if this woman's a Christian or not. I think she purports to be. But clearly she doesn't understand who Jesus is. Jesus told his disciples to get a sword. In effect, he said, "Get a gun, boys." Read Luke 22, 36 to 38. "Then said he unto them," as Jesus is talking, "but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me, and he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough." Now, isn't that interesting? There are many more examples. The world's opinion about how Christians should behave is far removed from a biblical view of that question. They think Christians are not supposed to ever judge, for example. But Jesus never taught any such thing. He told us not to judge according to appearance, but he said expressly, "Judge righteous judgment," John 7:24. When Jesus said, "Turn the other cheek," it was not in the context of submitting to criminal behavior or encouraging it. How absurd. Some wicked man, what, rapes your wife so you give him a second chance? What is this? Or your daughter so you hand it, what, you stand by till he does it again? That's the opposite of what Jesus taught. We are to resist the devil, not assist him. And we're supposed to execute wrath upon evildoers or criminals. And this has become a huge problem, my friend. Many Christians get their idea of how Christians are supposed to behave from the world and not from the Word. Consequently, biblical culture has really, it's collapsed in the church, and it collapsed in the church before it began to disappear from our culture. All right. Now, I'm already very late with posting this show. I got snarled up in traffic in L.A., trying to get out of L.A., and just could not get home today until very late, so I must bid you adieu. I'll be in my pulpit tomorrow, and I look forward to seeing you in church. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see that they are on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless. God save America. And I'll see you in church.